Hi, welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Zee Johnson, your host. And today I want to get us thinking about the way that we have been doing research versus the way that we're going to need to do research in the future. For some of us, it's going to be how we have done research and how we are being asked to do research today. I've been thinking a lot since my last episode where I talked about the terminology that we use to speak to each other in the insights industry and just the breadth and depth of insights experience that we all have and how that just reaches such a broad spectrum of experience, as well as just some of the conversations that I have had recently about how hiring practices are changing in the insights industry, at least on the brand side, moving away from finding someone who has a super in-depth experience as a market researcher necessarily, versus someone who has a ton of experience being a project manager or a relationship manager or a consultant. And the difference that makes in the way that work is being done then by that research manager for a brand. But I've also been thinking about the breadth of experience that a brand research market research manager might have and how that impacts their ability or their openness to adopting new technology, to trying new methodology, and even knowing what questions to ask. So if we look at one end of the spectrum, let's call this end the person with very limited market research experience. Limited knowledge of terminology, limited knowledge of research methodology. They do have experience in running a project, however, and are very good at being able to get from a client, get from a stakeholder, what the question is, and then search for the right supplier in the market research industry who's going to be able to deliver on that. This person might not necessarily have ever written a survey. They might not necessarily have ever had to do a max diff or a conjoint. It might not even know what those things are. What they do know is that their stakeholder has a business question. They've narrowed down that business question, and now they need someone who's going to help them gather the data that's necessary to answer that business question. Now let's look at the other end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum, we have people who have high depth of knowledge and expertise in a particular area of research. For purposes of this example, we'll talk quantitative. That happens to be the world that I personally am more experienced with, specifically satisfaction studies. This person knows methodologies. They might know what a max diff is, what a conjoint analysis is, and when to use each. They know how to talk about regression analyses. They know how to talk about different types of analyses and methodologies to be able to answer a particular business question. This person has very in-depth knowledge of their part of the research industry. And as a result, their partnership with a market research supplier might be very different. It might range from wanting to be heavily involved in everything about the project, from how the survey is written to what tests are being done on the sample to who are the sample providers being used in the first place to the data quality checks that are being run by that supplier to make sure that the data is accurate when it comes back, all the way to someone who just knows when they're talking with a vendor what terms to listen for and what questions to ask to help them feel comfortable with the idea that the supplier they're working with knows their stuff and is going to deliver good information in the end. Now, when I look at this spectrum, one thing rings true to me, and that is that no matter where you are on that research spectrum, whether you are extremely experienced in a particular area of research or not, the way that we are doing research right now is still project by project, point in time research. The person who is not necessarily familiar with all the research methodology, they don't have to be at this point. They just need to know how to get to that business question and how to ask for the correct supplier to help answer that business question, to run the project that's needed. They know enough to get by to be able to know what to look for in a supplier, and at times they'll rely on their peers who do have more research experience to be able to help them learn what they need to look for. But still, they're doing things by individual project. So let's say a brand researcher is looking at a project with a stakeholder who they just need to know right now from the last release of a product, what is the satisfaction of their target audience with said product. So the researcher goes out, they find the supplier that is going to be able to do that on a cost-effective and time-effective basis, and just run with it from there. Now let's look at the other end of the spectrum. How are they looking at research? Well, even if you are extremely experienced in the world of research, I have a tendency to think that you're still approaching research on a project-by-project basis. After all, that's how research has been done. It's been a point in time. There's a research question that needs to get answered, and let's move on. Where is it that I think I see both sides of this going, of the spectrum going? I think I see, actually, I know I see the entire industry moving to needing to play a far more strategic role. This is what I call moving from being reactive. You have a business question, let's figure out how to get the data to answer that business question, to being proactive. And that's the person that I imagine having a seat at the proverbial table to deliver insights in advance of the business questions being asked. This is the person who can sit down at a table of marketers or a table of business decision makers and say, I understand that you are currently looking at these particular concepts. Let me tell you from the research that has already been done over the past year or two with the same target audience you're looking at, what you should already be keeping in mind, what works and what doesn't work. This is the person who sits down at the table and is able to say, you know what, in the past couple years of doing research with a particular audience, I can tell you that these particular products have consistently performed very well, and these are the reasons why they've performed well for achieving satisfaction scores. They can sit down and they can say, not only can I tell you what products did well, I can tell you why they did well. I can tell you what the drivers are that mean satisfaction will either move up or down because it's been consistent and we have consistency on the projects that we've performed, that we have run over the past year or two. And now we can mine that, and I'm coming to you with that information up front so that we can now make better decisions from the beginning, instead of in the middle of a product life cycle, or instead of at the end of a product life cycle, where now you're having to go fix things to try to increase satisfaction or increase usage or increase likelihood of adoption. Now you're able to go and say, you know what? Here are the three things that you need to include in your product or include in your plans in order to make sure that you get a base level of adoption similar to what you saw previously. This is where I see the industry going. This is a difference between being reactive and proactive. But I think there is a whole lot that we need to do in order to get there. Whether you are familiar with research methodology, because you've been working in the research and the insights industry for quite some time, or your expertise is in research because you have a master's in market research from a university, or you're a data scientist, what have you, or you're the person who is not necessarily, or is a junior person in research, or even you're a senior person in a research team, but you don't have a ton of experience with research itself. You just know how to ask the right questions as a consultant to be able to get to the right people and the right answers. I think no matter where you fall, we all need to be moving in this direction of becoming more strategic in the way that we approach our work. What does that look like? Well, let me give you a few ideas on what I think are necessary in order for us to be able to achieve that dream. First, consistency. Whether or not regardless your familiarity with the research methodology or research expertise, research field, I think we can all agree that if we ask a particular question differently to the same audience, we are likely to get different answers. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as making sure that every study that we run with any audience, we are able to do it in a consistent fashion so that over time we're gathering information and being able to deliver that really well. Not just deliver it, but look back on it and glean insights that we can then bring to the table at the beginning of a product life cycle to better understand that audience. I think it also looks like consistency in the way that data is asked, not only in the way that it's asked, but in the way that it's also analyzed. Now, I think that probably is a little less important than the way the data is collected, but I think there is some truth to the idea that if you are analyzing a particular question in a particular way and you change the way that you calculate, for example, a net satisfaction score, that's not going to hold. You're going to have reports that are sitting on a database that are not going to be comparable to each other because in one you decided that you were going to calculate a net satisfaction score one way, and then it changed later on to calculating it a different way. So all the data might be asked the same way, but the reports that you're showing in the data or in the database itself might be different. So we need to be consistent. Again, consistency. So not just consistency in how we ask questions, but consistency in how we analyze questions. We also need to address the elephant in the room around sample quality. We cannot expect to have data that we can compare over time if our sample quality is inconsistent or if it's consistently not good and misleading. This issue of data quality, of sample quality, continues to be raised in the industry and continues to kind of be shuffled away. I think there's a little bit more that is being done about it now with like I said, AI being used to try to do a better job of screening and catching anomalies in the data that shouldn't be there. There is more work that is being done to better determine whether or not a bot is answering your survey versus not a bot answering your survey. But there is still so much that we need to do in order for us to be sure that the quality is consistent throughout and high quality, not just consistent low quality, but consistently high quality. Those are just three things that I can think of off the top of my head that will help us move from this reactive to proactive. But above all, I think those are very tactical things, but I think there is another thing that needs to be addressed. And that is our interaction with our stakeholders. Whether you are on a supplier side or whether you are on the brand side, either way, we need to change the way we speak to our stakeholders and we need to change the way that we are interacting with our stakeholders. Let me give you an example. As a brand researcher, I can be the person who is tech quote on call for answering a particular question with research. Or I can be asking my stakeholders, what are the things that you are being measured on this year? What are the business questions that you have been hearing repeatedly from your team or sister teams that need to be answered? What does your calendar of events look like? And can we start to match up research that you're going to need to be, that you want to have done at those events, or even prior to those events, or after those events, in order to feed business decisions that you are responsible for? As a supplier, it means going to your client and saying, hey, are you hearing the same business question repeatedly from your stakeholders? Share with us what a calendar looks like so that we can start to standardize on what we are asking. What is it that you're seeing as partnerships across in your company? For example, let's say you're working with someone who in the tech industry happens to work on AI. What is it that AI is feeding into? So that then you can start to look at other projects that are being done within your company. This is again supplier side. You can start to look at other projects being done for that company and start to pull that information together so that you can start delivering that information as a proactive report rather than a reactive report. I know all of this is hard. I know all of this is hard because we have trained our stakeholders and we have trained our clients to work project by project. It's going to be difficult to change that conversation and change the tone of the conversation, but I think it is necessary that we change the tone of that conversation and that we change the conversation itself. Because more and more, we need to show our value to our stakeholders, to our peers in the industry, not only as people who know how to get answers to questions, but people who know a whole lot because of all of the projects we've done in the past about a particular vertical, about a particular target audience, about a particular thing, because we have run so much research in the past that we now should be founts of knowledge sitting at a table, being able to deliver nuggets of insight over time and earlier in a cycle because of the incredible depth of knowledge that we have from the projects that we've done. That's where I think the industry is going. That's where I think we need to be focusing our time and our energy, not on buzzwords, not on things like blockchain or AI or Qual at scale. Those things are important, yes, but we won't be able to achieve the full efficiencies that we can gain as an industry if we don't change the conversation. So here's my challenge to you. Think of a way that you can start to change the conversation with your stakeholders. Yes, you're still going to have projects that come in that you're going to need to do on an ad hoc basis, one by one projects that come in. But how can you get your stakeholders and you on the supplier side get your clients to start thinking more long term? What questions can you be asking to start steering the ship that direction? Steering the ship towards that strategic partnership, that strategic role in the company, and not just the reactive role in the company. Let's think about that. Let's chew on that, and let's start to make those changes. That's the end of this episode, this very impassioned episode of MR Explorer. I hope this gave you pause, this gave you something to think about. Something to chew on for a while as you continue doing your day to day. Share this episode with friends. Share this on your social media channels. I would love to help spread this message of changing the way that we are doing business in the insights industry and the way that we approach our work. Because I think it's not just going to take a handful of us, it's going to take all of us. Follow me on social media. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter. I will put those things in the show notes when this gets published. And continue onwards, my friends. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting industry, and it's only going to get better from here. See you later.